At home or pay off debt, you gotta call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Ask yourself the following question. How healthy are you? Living a healthy lifestyle free from illness and poor medical conditions is not as hard as you think. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., listen to Naturally Speaking from the Institute of Natural Health. You'll learn how to achieve wellness naturally by putting the focus on the person, not the condition. There really is a better way to live. Listen to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to in the shade with those blues on the rain. This rover.
Get me an ice bag, will you?
Will you head?
No, we didn't want to build an igloo.
Wow. Who talks to his wife like that?
Real men, that's who.
Yes. The good old days.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Looked up at the monitor. We have a TV monitor here. And I see these all the time, these Nutrisystem things with Maria Osmond. I'm going to tell you something. She is cute.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
and
she
what
is
she, 60 or something?
No, she's 50. She's Donny Osmond's 50.
And I understand the lighting and makeup thing.
Right,
she's got on tons of makeup. But you can still tell. She's
like 55 or 56.
56. Very good, Dan.
Wow. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome. Welcome. Every race, creed, color, religion, short, tall, midget, dwarf, little people, whatever those terms are.
Did you welcome Apollo
Creed?
What? Apollo Creed? You welcomed Apollo Creed. He was in the Rocky movies. You said every race,
creed.
It's not, you know, it's not even sort of funny. It's not even... Are you okay?
No.
You're better than that. You've done better.
I know.
What?
Okay. No, that was the exaggeration. What? That was the exaggeration. I don't want to embarrass him, so edit that out. Right. I think it would be embarrassing for listeners to hear what he did. So just edit that out. It is the 24th day of August, 2016, A.D., Anno Domini, Year of Our Lord. And I'm back directly from Ballast Dental Care. So I'm just going to go right in. I'm scheduled to do a Ballast Dental Care thing, so why not just do it now that I'm back? Oh, it's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
He was right on there.
You know, I had an email. When I do this, it makes me so mad. I had an email from a lady, and I read it this morning, and I was home going through my emails. And she said, at the bottom of the email, she said, by the way, my birthday is the 3rd of June. And I hate that song, but I burst out laughing every time I hear it. Even though I hate the song, keep on doing it. So see, Peon, again, you're just so outnumbered.
Burst out every time she hears
it. But it is her. It was her birthday. 3rd of June. We're glad to have you here. Let me just jump right in before we take some calls. Dr. Doug will be here today. And I got the most incredible email from a lady in, let's see, Glendale about Dr. Doug. And I'll read it to you before he comes on. I don't want him to hear it because his head will just inflate. But it's a good one. I just came from Ballast Dental Care. I had to have a little extra bonding done. I don't really even know what that is. They can...
You were bonding with Dr. Watanabe?
Yeah, I was. And in my case, if there's a little separation between the gum and the tooth, like the gum's receded, they can go in and bond and fill that. So that's what we did. And I want to say hi to Debbie. Debbie was at the front, that window when you walk in, that person right up front. This woman is so good looking, and if if people had any idea her age, we just started talking, she told me her age, it stunned me that she was the age. I'm not going to give her age, but Debbie, I know you're not listening because you're working. You look great. It was, as always, a very pleasant experience. The waiting room was 9 people in there. And you'd think, oh, my goodness, I've come in a bad time. No, no, if you got an appointment, it doesn't matter how many people are there, they'll get you in. I've never, in 43 years, been there when anybody walked up to that desk and said, hey, I've been waiting. Never, ever has that happened. They're really good about scheduling. When they schedule, they got a pretty good handle on how much time each procedure will take. And they're really good. They're good at a lot of things. So once again, if you don't have a dentist, or you do have a dentist and you can't stand your dentist. When I was a kid, our dentist was an alcoholic. So every time he worked on you, it smelled like martinis or scotch or whatever the heck he drank. I was a kid. I didn't know one from the other, but I knew in our house we didn't drink. And this guy reeked. And he'd work on you drunk.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He did some stuff to my parents. They had to go back years later and have undone.
Oh, man.
Because he was drunk when he did it. So maybe your dentist is not a drunk. Maybe your dentist is just, maybe his forehead or her forehead's broken out in acne and zits and stuff, and you don't like to look up there and see it. Maybe they have a bad personality. Maybe they talk too much. And the other thing they do sometimes is they ask you a question after and even at Ballast Dental Care, that's happened, where they'll say, so, how's that grandson?
I think they understand it.
They've learned to interpret what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, as is always the case, not only did I not dread it, I kind of hated to leave. It went faster than I thought it would. It was like half an hour, we're done. And I wanted to go, hey, make it last longer. And I know people listening going, oh, he's what a salesman. He's exaggerating. No, I'm not. I'm not. Ask anybody who goes there. Terrific dental clinic. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't.
You're laughing because you don't have anything to say.
I don't.
I believe, Peon, you have that look of, I got something.
Something.
I do.
Well, let me introduce you. Here is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
We've talked about this before, about if they could only make food that is healthy for you.
That tastes good.
Yeah. You know, because it seems like
the better.
And I don't know if that's just over the years. That's how it's worked with all the stuff that we've enjoyed to eat. Sugar becomes all the fat, salty stuff becomes the better tasting. But now they've found out that it's not just the taste by smell alone. If they add in a certain smell to something you're eating or drinking,
that you will recognize or think
it will be like if you had a real dull chip that didn't have any flavor to it, but you added a certain smell, it would feel like you were tasting a regular.
Okay, you do know that your taste is directly associated with your smell.
Sure.
You know, if you can't smell, you can't taste.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. So
that makes sense to me.
So this is a new way for them to be able to add scent to food that is healthier for you, but it'll be like you're eating almost a junk food. Or they did a test on juice, especially. They had people drink these different
Why just juice, not Christians or
juice?
Oh, juice.
O.J. Simpson juice. They used him for a test, but
thank you, Dan.
While they were drinking the different sweetened juices, they could just by pumping in that sweet aroma, you could feel like you were having one of the sweeter not healthy juices, but you were actually drinking one of the diet ones. So I thought that was interesting.
These. And they're selling like crazy, these concentrated drops, Kool-Aid, grape, Crystal Light.
Water.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you add the water.
And I'm going to tell you something, 0 calories or maybe 10, and when you put ice in there and you drink it, it's like drinking Kool-Aid as a kid, which had 2 cups of sugar in it.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, there are so many sugar alternatives nowadays. Because
one is my favorite.
That's one I'm trying to cut out right now, is no sugar. And I mean, there's something called Truvia. Mm-hmm. There's something called Stevia. There are all
those
these
are both
other
good too.
Are those made out of the same
thing? Yes, and they're
the
ones that taste the most like sugar.
Yes, and then there's an oil called erythiol.
Yep.
But there are so many other ways to make things now that are close, as close to sugar.
My mother, who's dead now, went on a little streak for a while because she was heavy. She was, for most of her life, very heavy. So she thought, okay, I'll make... And she made chocolate chip cookies with Splenda instead of sugar. And I'm going to tell you something.
You couldn't even tell the difference.
It was good.
Especially if you still use, you know, eggs and butter and everything. Right. But yeah, because you're so surprised when... Especially, I was never a full sugar soda drinker. For some reason, even when I was younger, I always drank... diet soda. Diet Pepsi was, as a kid, that's weird for a kid to do that, I think. Because I wasn't overweight back then. So I've always been used to that flavor. And now, when I even the rare times I would try to take a drink of a regular soda.
Yeah.
I mean, it tastes like the syrup before they add it to the carbonated water.
Years ago, I did about 6 months where no regular soda.
The first time you had one again, was it like...
Yes, it was like, like you said, concentrate, just the concentrated sugary syrup.
And when you see how much actual sugar, have you ever seen those comparisons where, like, in a bag, they'll hold up what is actually...
But if you drink a Coke
just in
a
one,
day...
No, exactly, it's not. Everything's in moderation.
I used to, when I was a kid, do you remember? I used to, those little sugar packets, and you'd pop them open and just dump them in your mouth.
Well, sure. I think everybody did.
Yeah.
I worked with a guy in the 70s. His office was across from mine. We're the ad agency. In his office were stacks of cases of Coca-Cola. I'm not making this up. In the course of a workday, we got in about 8:30, 9 o'clock. We'd leave about 5. It was an office. Every day, he drank 12 Cokes.
Whoa.
Every day.
Oh, and he wasn't heavy. Like that, too. Yeah. Just they never drank any water or anything else. It was just every time they were thirsty, it was
Coke.
Yeah,
always had a Coke in his hand.
I mean, that's got to catch up to you at a certain point.
Maybe he's dead now. I don't know.
That was it. That was all I had.
Right, that's it. Well, we can close it. Dad didn't have it. Mark segment's officially closed. I recorded The View, and I can't bring myself to watch it. It's sitting there in the DVR. I could not bring myself. I'm eventually this week going to watch it.
My wife still watches the regular show from time. That was just an anniversary thing, right?
Yeah.
The other night. She still watches.
Well, don't let her do that.
And every time I walk past the room and I see it's on, I cannot even
tell her
stand.
Stop it. You're the husband.
Does she like it?
Do what I do at my house. Make a list of the things you will allow your wife to watch.
Okay.
So here are the shows I will let you watch.
I wasn't thinking about
That's how it works in my house. You should try that.
But you can't even... I don't even know who three of the women are on there anymore.
I wouldn't know. I haven't watched it for at least 6 years.
Of course... Joy is back, and Whoopi. That's the only two I recognize. The other three, I have no idea who they are. And it spawned, I don't know if you ever caught some of the other channels. It spawned all these other...
The Talk.
There's one called The Real.
Oh, I saw a promo
R-E-A-L?
R-E-A-L.
The Real.
And good luck with that.
And,
it's a bunch of women sitting around. It's the same...
It's five women sitting around a giant table.
The same exact
thing. Yeah, I don't know. I guess The Talk's still on with Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah,
and
I know. I don't watch that.
But, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And Barbara Walters, that skeleton.
How old is she?
116.
Oh.
I'm close.
Was there something that she kind of got forced out of her own show? Wasn't she, like, the creator of the show and the producer? And at a certain point, they said, we don't want you.
It's a Barbara Walters show.
I don't know. I just don't know. But I do want to talk about Peon. A couple of weeks ago, now, I know when I... let's see, when was it? Hang on a second. You guys had Bobcat Goldthwait in here. What was that, a couple weeks ago? On Friday with Paul Harvey, right?
A week from this past Friday.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't hear
it. One Friday you were gone.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about it, but I heard it was really interesting. And I'm glad he stopped making that noise with his voice, that irritating thing.
Yeah.
But Peon said, he sent me a text. He goes, check out Call Me Lucky on Netflix. And I've been walking around with this text for a couple of weeks. I didn't delete it because I didn't want to forget about it. And last night, finally, I sat down and I pulled it up. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to watch about 30 minutes of this thing. I watched the whole thing. I think it's an hour and 45 minutes. I watched it all. Never heard of Barry Crimmins? I'm sure that when he was in, he talked with you guys about him. He's a stand-up comic, but that's not even really what you should call him. He's on a mission, and it's a very dark mission. He was raped, and that is the word to use, as a young, very young boy. What would you say, 5 or 6 years old?
Yes, he was young. I think from the pictures they showed about the age he was.
By their family priest. A scumbag monster who also raped hundreds of boys. And I couldn't stop watching it. And I think everybody should watch it. There are certain movies, especially when they're real. This is not a reality show. This is not fiction. This is a real person who went through this. And there are certain shows I think should be mandatory viewing. I got an email yesterday from a longtime listener who finally watched Taking Chance with Kevin Bacon.
Oh.
And he sends me an email. He goes, oh, my goodness. He said, he didn't even know how to express how he felt after he watched Taking Chance. And I just wrote him back, and I said, I believe everybody should watch that. Now, it is a movie, but it is also based on real life and what really happens when somebody in the military is killed in action. This, call me lucky, and I guess one of the reasons I think everybody should watch it, especially if you have children or grandchildren, and a while back, and this is really very serious, but I think it's necessary, a while back, we talked fairly extensively about pedophiles and child molesters, and I'm not sure there's a difference. I think it's pretty much the same thing. And I got an email, it's the only one I got, from somebody who said that what I had done was going to hurt a lot of people, a lot of scout leaders, a lot of ministers, because you've now made people leery, and you've made them scout leaders and preachers and priests, everybody suspect. Good. Good, but that's not what we did. What we said was, and I'll repeat it, if you have a young child, young up to teens, and there is a person inside or outside your family who seems to be particularly interested in your child, and on the surface seems to be interested out of compassion and the fact that they believe they see something, some potential in your child, it's all very complimentary, and they are willing to spend a lot of extra time with your child. Let me tell you something. I'm not an expert. I don't have any statistics, but I will just tell you that probably more often than not, that's a huge red flag. It's not normal for a priest, a scout leader. Let me take Johnny for the weekend.
Yeah, it's one thing to help,
camping.
Help groups of kids.
Yeah, where you're always part of a group.
Yes, but when it gets to one-on-one sessions.
When they isolate one child and want a lot of time and a lot of alone time. You know, this guy, Barry Crimmins, one of the most powerful parts is when his sister broke down. His sister walked down the basement and caught the priest raping him. My goodness. And of course, this guy was moved from parish to parish, just moved around and hidden and moved and hit hundreds of kids. It's absolutely worth watching. And it's not just priests. It is neighbors, uncles. It could be anybody. And it's not always somebody without kids. Lots of times they have their own kids. You know, I have an uncle who was a minister and a pedophile. And I'm not speculating. He was a minister and a pedophile. He was gay. He was a pedophile. He married two kids. One of his kids, of course, was my first cousin, who blew his brains out because we are convinced that he molested his own kid. Never think it's just the guy who's single or just the guy who's gay or just the guy who's an uncle and doesn't have any kids of his own. It could be anybody, but there are signs, and there are things these people do, and common denominators that you can look for that consistently down the line. If you look at the MO of these people, they figure out what the kid likes. Video games, they'll buy a video game for him. And you got to say to yourself, "Oh, wait a minute, Mr. So and So bought a video game just so my son could go over and play video games. That's not normal." But that's what they do. They figure out what you like. Maybe you love bicycles. They'll get you a better bicycle. They know exactly what to do. So just be careful. I have a grandson now. He's 3. Maybe overly cautious. I made up an expression one time, better to be safe than sorry. You think it'll fly?
I like that.
You like it? Yeah, I made it up.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's enough of the serious stuff. We're going to take a break.
But this is the Bobcat Goldthwait.
That's the one he directed.
He directed it.
He does some cameos in it because he was friends with this guy.
Okay.
It is very powerful. It's dark. It's at times difficult to watch, not because it's so graphic. They don't ever get what I would consider to be graphic, but you get the idea. You know exactly what happened.
How this guy, had a tortured life stemming from all of this. But he became a crusader, ended up, back when the internet first started, he was a proponent to shut down AOL from allowing
chat room
people to share files on there.
I had forgotten about this. AOL, and everybody had it.
Sure.
You get that dial-up sound? And here's what it sounded like when you get online. And you'd wait.
Yep.
And you'd wait.
You'd have to pay by the hour.
Yeah.
And so AOL, of course, kind of turned a blind eye to a lot of these guys sharing these files because they were spending hours and hours because it took forever to upload a file or download a file. So
AOL loved it because they're spending money.
Some of these guys were spending $1,200 a month just on their AOL bill.
Yeah, and AOL could have looked at that and said, "Wait a minute, what's going on here?" And no, they were making money. This guy Barry Crimmins called AOL out, went before Congress. I mean, a congressional committee, and busted AOL and was the reason they finally took some action and policed it. And he, I believe they said, that police officer said that he was responsible back then for them arresting and convicting over 1,000. This is just in Boston. 1,000 pedophiles. Now, when you take 1,000 in one community, how many stinking monster child molester pedophiles do you think there must be in the whole United States? Too many. Too many. And you people who like to be so compassionate, they need help. They need help. They need help being taken out of this country. That's what they need. Mm-hmm. You don't fix that. It's kind of like I have somebody very close to me who's gay. And the way he put it was, getting me to like women would be just like me trying to get you to like men. It's not going to happen. You can't fix this. You can't fix a pedophile. You can't. There's something wrong with them. They're wired wrong. So if you got kids, little kids, just be alert. And sometimes it's tough because you go, well, surely not our doctor. Yeah, when I was a kid, my doctor, our family doctor, was a pedophile. So here you get your parents taking you to the doctor, leaving you in the room with the doctor.
A pediatrician specializing in children.
Yeah, and guess what happened to him? He was stripped of his medical license, finally, after he'd molested a whole bunch of kids, and he went to prison, and he died in prison. And this is the guy who at one time was not only our family doctor, we had a little bitty hillbilly stick town. There were only 2 doctors in town. Everybody either went to him or the other guy. He's a pedophile. He used his medical practice to get kids to come and take their little pants off. I mean, this is a sick monster. So sometimes it's tough. You go, I don't believe that. He's our doctor. Well, you know what? Until you know it's not true for sure, just hang on to that possibility.
But Bobcat was really super nice. And it was just a pleasure being around.
What did he lose
him?
The bobcat thing?
I don't know.
There was a story in the documentary. I can't remember. There was another comedian that went by
bear,
some other
bear
cat.
Yeah, bear
maybe
cat.
It was Barry Crimmins that did. And so, you know, him being close to that, I think he adopted bobcat.
I tell you who else is in this thing. Stephen Wright is in it. And if you don't remember who he is, and I don't know what happened to him, he's still out there doing little casinos and stuff. But he was the guy. I got a rare photograph of Houdini locking his keys out of me.
I finally got around to reading the dictionary. Turns out the zebra did it.
Hilarious bit, routine. But when you see him in the documentary, along with some of these other comedians, if you didn't know who they were, you could look at that homeless guy. I mean, they look like they don't have a dime.
Yeah.
And but to be fair, he always kind of looked like a
he did.
He always had that frizzy.
He did, but that's his act on stage. And when you see him in this documentary interview, you go, my goodness, he is kind of like that. So it's called Call Me Lucky. Thank you, Peon, for recommending
and
it.
Bobcat and Bobcat said there may be works to, I think maybe even said Judd Apatow has maybe signed on to make this into either a series or a movie. You know, scripted movie.
Okay. I'll talk to you about a meeting. We'll take a break. Come back. Take a couple of calls. Dr. Dog will be here before you know. If you have a pet, today's your day. Your pet's best friend will be with us right after the 4 o'clock news break. I also, in an email, it was an unusual batch of emails I read this morning. Unusually positive and good and responsive and supportive of advertisers. And in one, the person wrote, got our car from Landoff, our dental clinic is Ballas, and said, and now we own, finally, truly fantastic, great quality patio furniture because we bought it from Amini's. And that's what happens. People get tired of buying either mediocre furniture or less crap furniture. It doesn't hold up. And when you buy something three or four times, you realize that for that same amount of money, you could have just had really good stuff. And that's what they sell. At Amini, there used to be a store in town called Good Stuff. Do you remember that? It was a little place in Kirkwood or something called Good Stuff. It may still be there. Well, that's what they sell at Amini's. They sell good stuff. They don't sell any junk in any category. You're not going to buy a pool table there that's not a slate pool table. And you're not going to buy patio furniture that's not some of the best patio furniture made in the world. Their lighting is spectacular. They have an entire, I can't imagine any light that you would need anywhere in your house that they don't have at Amini's. Accent pieces, other furniture for other rooms, home theater seating, pinball machines, arcade games, area rugs. Eric at Amini's did tell me there have been lots of AM and the PM people who have walked in and said, I just want to see that rug. Well, you can't miss it. It's hanging up at Amini's like a tapestry. It's handmade, took 3 years to make, and it was an entire family or something that made it in 3 years. It's 158 years old. It was acquired from the home of some sheik or some prince or something, and it's for sale at Amini's. There's a price tag on it, $700,000 for that rug. It is absolutely worth going to see. You need to spend that kind of money there? Of course you don't. But you're never going to find any junk. It's Amini's. There's a copper top. It's an unusual building inside and outside. Aminis. Huge patio furniture sale right now, too, because it's the end of the season. Still in time for you to enjoy it this fall. Aminis. Aminis.com.
Meet me.
All right. We got a look at traffic with Tim Wiley.
Fire on northbound 170 before St. Charles Rock Road. All lanes are open. They had only the left shoulder open for a while. Now, traffic is still jammed pretty heavy from just a little bit south of Forest Park Parkway up to north of Page, but traffic is starting to cut loose now. If you're traveling on eastbound Highway 70, it looks like we've got a slowdown now between Lucas and Hunt and Jennings Station Road. On westbound 70, you're slow approaching the Blanchette Bridge through 5th Street. Eastbound 4064, drivers heavy now from Maryville Center through Mason. And it looks like we're heavy from about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge downtown. And this traffic report brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. More information at positivecoach.org. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Intercepted by Missouri. The Tigers have it.
It's a new era for Mizzou football. First-year head coach Barry Odom has his Tigers ready to tear up the SEC.
Wide open Brown. Touchdown, Missouri. And like that, points on the board.
Catch all of the action right here on the Tiger Network.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri.
KTRS.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here, and I would like
Excuse
to talk
me.
To you about...
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Is the foundation of your home solid as rock? Not necessarily. The soil that supports your home can settle and shift for all sorts of reasons, from drought to organic decay, and that means trouble. Doors and windows may stick, and cracks can form in foundation walls. You need a helping hand before the damage gets worse. PermaJack is the unique patented system that supports your foundation. Older methods, like simple concrete reinforcement, can continue to sink, but PermaJack is different. A steel pier is hydraulically forced down through the settling soil no matter how deep. PermaJack is fast, only takes a few days, not weeks. And PermaJack is economical, no future callback expenses. The principle of hydraulically driven steel piers is the same used in stabilizing large buildings. So when your home needs a helping hand, PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Stairco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Stairco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change, and that's why I say go to our website, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Stairco can add to the character of your home, go to stairco.net. stairco.net. Stairco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
1957, my father partnered with Junior Nelson and opened a fence company that installed all types of fences. I'm Chuck Easter, and along with the third generation of Easters involved in the company, and 58 years later, we are Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. We offer complete home remodeling services, including siding, windows, and doors. 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500, or EasterFence.com.
Truckers, this summer's the perfect time to switch to Schneider. You know Schneider has led the industry since 1935 and offers the widest variety of career opportunities. And yet, we're still pushing to make the driver experience even better. All new trucks have automated transmissions. We keep expanding our driver mobile app. We're constantly working to maximize driver home time and so much more. Make this the summer you switch to Schneider. Check out everything we're doing for drivers and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Blue Chip Pest Services is a St. Louis family-owned company serving the area for more than 50 years. Now in its third generation, Blue Chip Pest Services is and always has been your local hometown pest professional. For all of your needs, whether it be ants, spiders, or even nuisance wildlife, Blue Chip Pest Services have you covered. Go to stlbugs.com. That's stlbugs.com to learn more about how Blue Chip Pest Services can help you be pest-free. That's stlbugs.com. Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Line them up, light these phones up. We got a couple minutes to talk. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. This is the big one because most cell phones, you just do star KTRS, which is star 5877. Dan, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm great. How are you guys?
Let me check. How are we doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
I think we're doing really well.
All right, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on your discussion about Debbie at Dallas Dental Care. I'm a customer there, and I've seen Debbie, and was also fortunate enough to know her husband.
Really?
And you often talk about, you know, your intuition about, you know, people who get married, and you say, it's going to be 5 years, it'll be over.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever met her husband, these two are like made for each other. It's the total opposite.
That sounds like me and my wife. Made for each other.
But I was fortunate enough to have Harry as her husband, as a customer of mine, and this guy is like a freaking Adonis, man. I mean, and I'm a total hetero guy.
Whoa, man.
Easy, man.
Yeah, shut up.
You're about to turn. Be careful.
Shut up. No, but he is one of the nicest, kindest, caring, considerate guys you'd ever meet. And on top of that, he's a fit dude. I mean,
nobody knows who we're talking about here. This is so inside.
This is her husband. I know.
No, I understand that, but they don't know even her if they've never been to Ballast Dental Care.
Oh, okay.
And that's all fine, but I don't care about him.
Anyway,
I care about her.
if you ever walk into Ballast Dental Care and you look at Debbie and say, man, I'd like to have her, good luck.
Yeah, you won't get him.
Good luck, because... Yeah.
He'll mop the floor with you.
Match made in heaven, and it's like God came down to marry these two. So,
oh, isn't that nice?
But anyway,
wow.
He's off.
Nice.
He's off.
All right. Well, thank you. That's nice.
Yeah,
I'm sure she'll appreciate that. Thank you, Dan.
All right. Take care. All right. See you.
Yeah, that's how I feel about
I think that
my
was
wife.
Debbie's husband.
It was good. Wouldn't it be something if that was her husband?
Boy, he is so good looking.
He is like an Adonis. He is like an Adonis. We just were off the air talking about, Peon just showed me this news story. I had no idea. There's a Howard Johnson's that's about to close up in Bangor, Maine. That means there's only one Howard Johnson's left in the whole country.
Oh.
How about that? It's in Lake George, New York. For some reason, I just thought I had seen Howard Johnson's lately, but I guess I haven't.
No, I guess not.
And I can't remember how many flavors was it? 28, 38 flavors? Something like that. Ice cream. That was the big thing. And the orange, you never... And it was also a motel.
Yes.
Originally.
Yeah.
Howard Johnson's motel and restaurant. And then it was sort of just a restaurant. I hate to see that. If this story gets out, maybe everybody in the country will make it part of their vacation. Wouldn't it be something if everybody in the country all went to this one last Howard Johnson
and gave
it so much business that they'd be around forever?
And they used to bring, and we talked about this too off the air, they used to bring those little round cakes to your table on your birthday with a sparkler in it.
Well, now here's the other thing we talked about off the air. Started, by the way, in 1925, and yes, it was 28 ice cream flavors. And when my wife and I were first married, what happens when you don't have any money is you seek out bargains and you seek out specials. And the two things we did every week, Howard Johnson's had, I don't remember if it was Wednesday or Friday or whatever, Tuesday, they had all-you-can-eat fried clams. And I want to say it was $2 and something. We were there, man. We were there. We made a point not to eat for like a day before, and we just gorged ourselves on these clams. And the other one was Shoney's on Friday. I think it was Friday. They had hot fudge cake, two for the price of one. And we were at that counter knocking down hot fudge cakes. It was chocolate cake with vanilla ice cream and chocolate syrup.
Oh, there was a Howard Johnson's. If you were married to your wife and you were living on Lilac or whatever.
We lived off Lilac.
That's, it was at 270 in Lindbergh. There was a Howard Johnson's right there.
Well, I'm sure we hit it.
Yeah.
And the other thing we did, if we had a little extra money, we'd splurge. We'd go to the Dragon Inn. Now, it's not around anymore. And it just as you would suspect, it's a Chinese restaurant. We went there for two things. They're, what's the thing called? It's kind of a crab cake-like thing with sauce, like egg foo young or something. You got egg. Is that egg foo young? Does it have a sauce on it?
I think egg foo young is a, isn't that a,
I don't even remember what it was. But we had it and their spring rolls. Not spring rolls, but the egg rolls. Those two, that was it. Those were our, and I told you before, eight salt fish and chips. We had a friend who clued us in that if you pull up just as the guy's closing, he'd give you what was left in the display case, otherwise you had to throw it out. So if you timed it right, he'd go, here. And they give you those crumbles.
Oh,
the best part.
I love that.
Best part.
Yeah.
A little vinegar and salt.
And they had Arthur Treacher's.
Yeah. And apparently our business wasn't enough because everything we just mentioned doesn't exist anymore.
No.
There was Arthur Treacher's. Now, do you remember who Arthur Treacher was?
He was the sidekick for
Merv Griffin,
yeah.
Merv.
Yeah.
The big British guy.
Yeah.
One more quick one in here. I think we have time for, but I need, there you go. Here we go. This is Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Doing great. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, just calling you from up here in West Central Illinois. I've been listening to your show for, oh, my God, as long as you've been on, back in the FM days.
Well, most of my days have been spent AM, but we did some FM time. Thank you.
I had a question back way back when the Country Road Show. You and Robert the Country Fox.
Lee Sherwood, Robert the Country Fox, right?
I believe you came to Rushville back in the early '80s, mid '80s.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yep. Saved my life that night. I went and seen your show instead of going to a underage drinking party at the time, and all the kids got busted, and I got
Wow.
Hey, good for you. That'll show them. They probably made fun of you. What are you doing going to a country station show? Good luck. And they get busted and you don't. That's as it should be.
Well, then I ended up being in law enforcement now for 28 years, so you kind of pointed me in the right direction.
Oh, wow.
Good for you. Thank you. And I thanked a cop again today. I'm trying to do that as often as I can. So how long have you been a cop?
28 years now.
You like it?
I do. I'm getting to the point where I need to get out. I'm ready to retire.
No, 28. It's time to go. Yeah.
It's time to go. I'm still young. I'm only 52, so.
Do something else. Have some fun. Well, thank you, and I appreciate all the years of loyal listening. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, and I just want to let you one know, you know, your advertisement, even all the way up here, you know, I'm 2.5 hours away, but I still go to Old Pistol Plus down there in Osage Beach just because I heard it on your show, so we stop by there every year.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Frank.
Okay, but okay, one more quick one in, do you think? A quick call? No.
That's Terry.
No.
If you want.
I can give him 30 seconds. Let's do it.
And right across the street was the Playboy Club.
Oh, he kept talking.
Yeah, you're talking. We're on the air now, Terry.
Terry.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. You got 30 seconds. What can I do for you?
I not only made the clams at Howard Johnson's, I literally, right across the street was the Playboy Club.
There's a clam joke here somewhere.
And then I joined the Army right out in 77. Mm-hmm. I literally, no, there's no joke. I actually, I worked for Rich and Charlie's for a long time.
My son worked for Rich and Charlie's.
Rich and Charlie's there on Lee May Ferry for a long time.
He was at the one in Clayton Road and Woods Mill right there.
There you go.
All right, Terry.
But you're talking, yeah, I literally handmade those clams, and they were delicious. I literally ate like half of them before they came out to your table.
How could you not? How can you help it? Thank you, Terry.
Okay, take care.
Real quickly, I caved in today. I was at MD Health and Wellness. I looked over, and a block away and across the street is a White Castle.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't stand it. I went in, I got five White Castle cheeseburgers. Uh-oh. Threw all the bread away. No,
you did?
I threw all the bread away. I just ate that melted cheese and that meat. Man, was it good. Oh, my goodness, it was good.
Wow.
So, oh, man, excuse me. Well, that's
right on cue.
What happens? That's what they do to you. American Equity Mortgage, you know the number, and I hope you do because I don't want you to confuse it with any other because there are companies that try to make you think they're American Equity Mortgage, and why wouldn't they? All these mortgage companies would like to be American Equity Mortgage, but there's only one with this number, 314-878-9999. There's only one with this website, AmericanEquity.com. They've been doing this for almost 25 years, and that's how long they've been part of this show. Here's what they'll do for you. You want a house? You've got a realtor. You find the house. Need a mortgage. Unless you're really rich or you're old enough that you've, you know, accumulated, you sold a house, you owned it outright. Okay. Except for you folks. You need a mortgage? American Equity Mortgage. You have a house. You have a mortgage. May or may not be with American Equity. But now you finally decided it makes sense that paying minimum payments on credit card bills is a stupid idea, and it is. You don't have to do that if you're a homeowner. They will show you how to get out from under that. It's a very smart thing to do. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or again, 314-878-9999.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, traffic is a little more normal on northbound 170 now, that stretch between the Parkway and the Rock Road. But it has moved a little further north. You're slow between Highway 70 and Highway 270. Also coming in on eastbound 70, you're running slow from Highway 170 through Lucas and Hunt. You do have a slowdown on westbound 44 just past Gray Summit. It's between Highway 100 and Highway 50. A real slowdown there. Don't know if it's an accident or what. Eastbound Highway 40, slowing 141 through Mason. We also have southbound 270, a slow pocket from Page down through Ladue. This traffic report brought to you by BOS. More than just a bank, BOS takes the time to understand your financial goals and shows you how to make them a reality. Does your bank do that? Never settle. Bank boldly. Visit bankwithbos.com. Member FDIC. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. This September, SSM Health will be partnering with Dave Sinclair Automotive Group to offer free prostate screenings for men ages 50 to 69. Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in American men, and about 180,000 new cases of prostate cancer will be diagnosed this year. Screenings will be offered at four Dave Sinclair locations throughout the St. Louis area. For more information and to register for your screening, visit SSMHealth.com or call 1-866-SSM.